Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves went undefeated in the preseason by outscoring their rivals by nearly a 2-1 margin. Be there October 14th for the Wolves home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Friday in Washington, when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS, it will be Kyle Hendricks getting the start.
I think he's pitching better right now than I've seen him at any time last year. Why? Because the velocity's heavier, I think. The velocity's better. And also, the other pitches are working well off the greater velocity. So I think he's at the top of his game right now.
That is manager Joe Maddon. And after Hendricks, here's how the rest of the rotation shakes out. It'll be John Lester in Game 2, Jose Quintana in Game 3, and if necessary, Jake Arrieta in Game 4. Tonight in Arizona, the Diamondbacks host the Rockies in the NL wildcard game. Zach Greinke versus John Gray, the pitching matchup there. The Bears are off today. They'll be back. I'll just walk out right now. It's an unsafe work environment, quite frankly. The Bears are off today. They'll be back at Halas Hall tomorrow, preparing for Monday night's game versus the Vikings. And the Blackhawks officially put Marian Hossa on long-term IR today. They also signed Brian Bickle to a one-day contract so he could officially retire as a member of the team. This scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And the private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
How do?
Thank you, Kevin Zipak. He had the updates, as did Joe Ostrowski earlier today. Thank you to our guests on the show, Mike Florio, Michael Irvin, who was absolutely tremendous today. Go check that out on the podcast.
He's always good. Even when I disagree with him, which I did today,
yeah,
he's still compelling. I'll give him that.
He's a passionate dude.
But if you're a former player and you're lamenting players having big guaranteed deals, you're on the wrong team.
Yeah, he's on the wrong side of that one.
You're on the wrong side.
And Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus joined us as well. Thank you to producers Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp. Great job today, guys, on everything. Ray Diaz, thank you so much. And Brian Gersh says the video streaming does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Thursday, Len Casper will be on. Paul Charchin will be on. We'll play Pick a Player. And we'll have Theo Epstein on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Cubs president Theo Epstein on the eve of a playoff run.
Yeah, it's time to get it started again.
Yeah, man. Well, and last night was just freaking chaotic and so much fun. So many things going on. And, like, I'm so glad when people get to see folks who they may not have seen. Byron Buxton, it's too bad he had to leave, but that dude is...
Hey, speed kills.
But, like Kevin Kiermaier and Kevin Pillar, there's not many.
They go get
and Buxton might be better.
They got three center fielders out there pretty much,
yes,
right?
Yes, and Buxton might be better than all of them. Yeah, Jason, I remember you picked the
last year,
Twins last
killed.
Year.
Because they lost 100 games. Rightfully so.
Bad prediction.
But they were in the pennant race the year before that.
Hey, the Twins
went wrong.
Hey, I know he got touched up last night. And Barrios, you know, man,
the movement on
listen,
that stuff.
Listen, dude, that slider is stupid.
I know.
He's got, what, a 96 mile an hour fastball. And then you have Kepler and all these other dudes. Byron Buxton, we seem like we've been talking about him for 3 or 4 years because we have.
Yeah. He figured it out now.
He got his OPS up to, what, like 730 this year?
And
that Twins thing is going, it's going to start to hum a little bit next year.
And I'm not a Molitor fan, though. I think
he's an atmosphere dude.
He's a culture guy,
and,
right?
He's a gravity and culture guy, right? He gets the credit for coming in there day one, apparently, and saying, hey, we played awful defense this year. I don't care how many home runs you hit, how well you run the bases. If you do not pick the ball up, you will not be playing for me. Because we lost 100 games with you, you're doing all the things that you thought you were good at. So I can respect that.
You know, I was raised to hate the Yankees, but this is a very likable team. Some of those young dudes, and just watching, I'm glad Aaron Judge showed up in the one-game playoff, because sometimes you don't, right? But that guy, what an athlete.
Star.
And just the physical presence. Just smile. Watch him run the bases. Mm-hmm. The presence that he's fluid, and yet he's that big. It's
he showed emotion last night too.
Yes,
and
he
never does that. But it was obviously a huge spot.
He wears number 99 for the Yankees. He's 6'7". He's got a beautiful smile.
I mean, hits 500-foot home runs.
Like, yeah. He enjoys his life.
He's the king of New York before. You know, some drug problem.
But when you look at what, and I'm sure you get it now.
Pre-drug problem. No, you're right. He's Daryl Strawberry king. before the blow.
There was a gambling story going on too because of just how much you could get for betting the Twins. Because it started to go sideways at the end. And, you know, I don't really watch betting lines, but I just, in my Twitter feed, there are enough Joe Ostrowskis that are following this stuff that I'm paying attention to it. And
all Polish people are the same.
And then they're out to a 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
And you gotta go get your stuff. You gotta come get your man.
I thought it was done.
And I'm thinking, well, all
I
right.
It was done.
But you know what? The modern bullpen.
Yeah, man.
And you look at that as a statement for when you really want to bullpen this stuff, and here they come, and then you finish at 104 mile an hour fast.
They tied a postseason record for bullpen strikeouts in a 9-inning game.
13.
Yeah, there was a Cubs team, I believe, in there in 08 that did the same thing in 07. So, yeah. I mean, once you say, hey, this what and Severino was one of the better pitchers in the second half in the American League.
But he's a kid.
But that's the thing. So once you say, hey, it wasn't on you, you didn't have it tonight, we'll figure this out, you don't believe that. You hope that you'll get back into this. And then in that inning.
Right away.
In that inning, right in. Old chin strap comes out there and gets lit up. Like, I'm sitting there like, this is why the baseball season is a slog, you know, especially in August, you know, dog days in August and all that. So many games. But as soon as that switch gets hit, I'm here for it. Like the same way I feel about the end of the NBA season, you know, the last week of the NFL season when things are figured out. Like, it's something about this time where it's like they understand it too, and the gravity of everything.
Absolutely,
you saw that dude's face as he walked off the mound. Like, I just let down 24 dudes.
It's the other side of it, though. Is you played 6 months,
right?
You played 162 games,
and you got one shot.
And then after an inning,
it's brutal.
None of it matters.
29 pitches, and he's pulled. He got one out.
6 months. Yeah. You just spent an entire summer.
He's in there getting a hammer.
Spring and summer.
He doesn't know they'd come back yet.
For he's both of car. These teams, for everything you did now, okay, what are we, 3-3, and one, let's do this.
And
right?
You know what, this October needs to live up, and it's going to, because the juggernauts, man, the Yankees are loaded, the Astros are loaded,
the Indians just had one of the great seasons ever.
And nobody's talking about the Astros, they've needed an ace for 3 years, and they just got Verlander, who was amazing down the stretch.
Red Sox Astros outside of the local, you know, option here, I think Red Sox Astros is the thing that I'm most looking forward to.
Verlander sale Thursday night.
The Red Sox have David Price in the bullpen.
But it's also the Astros thing. Like, the Astros are having their Cub moment where it's like, oh,
yes,
they got Correa, okay, they got this guy, they got that
this
guy.
They're supposed
putting
to be their year.
Together.
All of a sudden, Altuve's the MVP.
Well, because it was supposed to be, and we talked about it a couple years ago, the way the Mets, the Royals, the Cubs, and the Astros did this thing a few years back. They did it in different ways, but it was a similar thought process of, okay, you'll do it with pitching, I'll do it with everyday players, you know, we'll just draft, because we're terrible, we'll draft the best available athlete, and now the Astros is their spin of the wheel now. Like, you get to see them perform. I want to see the guys that you know, are supposed to be stars, and I know small sample size, but when it does happen, when you see a dude play the way that he's played, you know, play to his talent or above it in these moments. That's what makes it fun.
George Springer. I think Springer's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
He's that guy that rises. Yeah. But we'll see. It's a tiny little sample. It should be a lot of fun.
And your man Terry Francona going with Trevor Bauer in game one. Bold. Because he doesn't want to take Kluber off of his rest. And Trevor Bauer's been terrific too. So, I'm all in. I'm looking forward to the playoffs.
Because the regular season was chalky. This year, like all the preseason favorites, they all won it. Spiegel pointed out there was only two teams that finished over 500 that didn't make it, so it's just good teams and trash teams. There was really no races at the end.
Yeah, the number of teams ran away with their divisions too.
Right.
I mean, this has been fait accompli for a while. Right. So part of the anticipation
exactly
is because we've known it. You know, look,
we've talked about Cubs Nationals since June.
I give Ben Zobrist some credit too because that's a pretty non Cubs thing to do to step out and say, yeah, pressure's on the Nationals to get out of this round.
He couldn't be more right.
Yeah, of course he's right.
They've won three divisions. In none of those 3 years did they have a pennant race. And then they lost the series after either 3 or 4 days off at the end every single time. Here you are again. It's Dusty who's got that history too, all of them.
Okay, so the question is, do you think that's premeditated on Zobrist's part to sort of plant that seed?
No,
I think it's an honest answer to a question.
It could be both.
He's opening up a bit. I mean, he talked about St. Louis like it was a real thing, like it was fun to win there. Damn right it's fun to win there. He doesn't care. There's something about him that's just kind of relaxed.
Well, house money, man.
Yeah, exactly. Confident veteran who knows his place.
Did you see what he did the other day when he was in uniform and on his way to Wrigley Field? He stopped by a bunch of kids' fall ball games over at Hamlin Park.
Nice.
Full uniform. Yeah, just like, I thought it was Ronnie Woo.
Did anybody read the Jerry Rice thing that's been going around about
Wedding Crush?
Yeah, Crush and Weddings?
Yeah.
What is he? What's.
Is he selling? Is he wearing the taste mask?
What's the glam it up?
I don't know.
Why y'all all looking at me? Am I the right representative?
You made a show out of it.
Jason's got an expressive face. That was phenomenal.
My baby has it too. It's crazy.
I think you know.
I want to play poker with you.
If you don't, I'm not telling
you. What's up?
What, Jerry's looking for dates?
Jerry might be a little dingy because, you know, the taste mask decision. Biting chicken on that national commercial. TV. He might have taken. I mean, he was rocking the braids when he was balding. Like, he's made some questionable decisions over the last few years. Like,
I love that.
He said he's crashed dozens of
balding braids
weddings.
Is a sign of being dingy.
So is he like who driving that was a good to idea. Country clubs he'll and just hotels? Pull up.
Well, I think he's there, and then he'll just hear music and he's Jerry Rice. So what are you going to do? Right. You're going to be like, hey, Jerry, get the hell out of my wedding?
Yeah. He said he plays golf at this place where there's always weddings, and so he finishes 18 and then he walks in. But then he starts like drinking and dancing.
Jerry Rice, that's like when Ernie Banks would just show up at any celebrity golf outing, despite whether or not he was invited or not.
Do you remember the famous incident here at the Scores golf outing with Donnell Wolford?
Donnell Wolford!
Which one?
Donnell Wolford.
Give me three of these. Give me four of those.
Donnell Wolford pulled up to the golf outing in jeans and a polo. And was like, all right, I'm ready to golf. And you know, I guess other players are like, what are you doing? Like, you need some gear. He's like, all right, cool. He went over to the pro shop and bought like four of everything.
Yeah.
Bought like a bag of clubs.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
And it gets better.
And it put it on the Scores tab.
No.
Yeah. So Donnell left fresh to death. Like he jumped out of casket. All of a sudden he's Tiger Wolford and the Scores on the hook for like $4,000.
See which one of these drivers hits right.
Dude,
is the wedding crashing just? Is it just a thing? Does he do it just because he wants a couple of free Heinekens?
That's a good way to get.
I read the article. He said he likes to have fun. He's a happy person.
That's a good way to get your ass whooped, though. You roll up to the wrong wedding.
If you're Jerry Rice.
If you're Jerry Rice, you're good.
A lot of people don't know who he is.
I don't care who he is. That's a good way to get your head kicked in. You mean to tell me we're spending $200 a plate? And you're just going to roll in here and think you're going to do the electric slide and then leave with a glass of wine?
Maybe it's the horror.
if he jumps into the middle of the horror,
the fillet,
then maybe he's overstepping a little bit. Well, I got room on my dance floor for Jerry Rice.
He's wow. who's getting Shlomo up in the air here so high? During the
another reception useful.
Man, he grabbed that chair awfully well.
Maybe Jerry Rice just feels he needs more receptions.
Goodness.
All right, we got Mark DeRosa today. Brian Bickle.
Okay, what's such great for him?
DeRosa's fabulous.
No doubt. Thank you, Campy. He has that show for all the morning shows. in the industry. That show is my favorite show to watch.
Him and Vasgersian.
Yeah, and Shahidi.
Lord Shahidi, yeah.
Shahidi, I'm sorry. They have a good time. They have a terrific time, and they also give you a little something too. So I enjoy that show, so we'll talk to Mark about
baseball.
MLB Network has they've got the first game of the ALDS tomorrow, I think.
Oh, that's right. They're in on it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got Red Sox Astros, I believe, tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
I have, by the way, a technological invention. I thought maybe I was done with ever bettering my viewing possibilities in the home.
There's no, dude,
you're never
done. You only got two eyes, fam. Like, you're looking for more screens than you need.
Well, Jason and I have like a little South Loop battle of the televisions.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to buy a building and start just throwing movie screens up
that afternoon.
For my birthday, the GF got me a little projector that you can hook up to either your phone or an iPad, and you can
project it on the screen
anywhere you want. Any wall you want, anywhere.
That's dangerous.
Anywhere, anytime.
That's dangerous.
I can lie on.
How's the quality?
It's phenomenal. It's really good quality.
I didn't even know
quality.
That kind of device existed.
Dude, no. it does.
So anything's a television.
Anywhere you want.
Not just anything, any surface.
That's
what I mean. You know what I'm saying? You could be on the bus and Roy, who's got a denim jacket on, is down.
Yeah. But you need dark. You need darkness.
Okay, but Jamal, who's got a denim jacket on.
Roy can't be a black man?
Really? Actually, I got an uncle, Roy.
So okay, there Roy, you have an uncle for everything,
I've got a bunch
way.
Of uncles. Yeah.
But yes, the projector means that
a lot
you
of sex
can,
in my family.
I can lie in bed. I can lie in bed and watch the last three innings of the ball game on my ceiling.
And it can watch you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. There's got to be a chip in there that's reporting you somewhere.
I can lie on the balcony couch. I can lie on the balcony couch
watching you.
And project a screen onto the wall. This has been my dream.
What's the distance?
Wherever
though?
I am, I can just have a screen.
What's the distance before it starts to get a little crazy on you?
It's got it's got a little focus knob on it, so you can actually control it fairly well.
What's this device called? Because I'm going to buy one after the show.
Well, hold on. Get that bag first. Don't give them any free press.
There's a lot of different ones, and I have not decided which one is the right one for me.
Right. I'm just thinking about all the things that happen on our phones or on people's phones.
Yes.
That you might not want projected.
Well, sure. My brother did it.
You go to that first screen, you thought, you know, you were in the clear. You
danger.
Know,
yeah. Private browsing.
Well, I always got to close those tabs.
My brother did it at like a family vacation. Like everybody could come up and hook up their phone and showed like pictures to each other up on the big projector. Yeah. And you're talking about this is what's going on in my life. This is going on in my It was great.
That sounds miserable.
Well,
that's a very wholesome use for it.
This is why.
For it, Danny.
This is why you have never and will never be invited to my family.
That works out perfect.
All right.
Punch counter punch. Between Dan and
excellent.
Matt.
It's like the best news I've gotten today.
It's like the monster saying, caution. That's when we know transition's over now.
Your response.
We got Mark DeRosa and Brian Bickle and all the other people.
Sure. Right, yeah, exactly. I look forward to the next vacation without Burns.
I cannot wait. You know what's going to happen? Like, radio is crazy this way. I cannot wait. 15 years from now when these two dudes are doing a podcast together. Like one has to go to the other one's house, you know, 20 years from now. When everybody's comfortable and done, you know, like, all right, let's get a little bag on the side, you know what I mean? Yeah, I cannot wait.
Bernstein and Spiegel.
I'd be 68 at that point.
And Maddie would be 56.
Love you, Jay.
No doubt. Yeah. All right, guys. Boys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good show.
All right, man.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Today's screaming internet headline. Lonzo Ball shows little progress in second exhibition game. Seriously, the kid from UCLA has now played two NBA exhibition games, and some in the media are actually judging him. It's worth remembering that Ball played exactly 1 year of college basketball. He'll turn 20 at the end of this month, and in addition to trying to learn on the job, which he'll be doing for a while, he has to put up with the insanity of his father, not to mention the ridiculous pressure heaped on him since the day the Lakers drafted him. Lakers president Magic Johnson said he expected Ball's number to be retired when he introduced him. Team owner Jeannie Buss followed up by saying that Ball has the potential to be mentioned in the same sentence with Johnson and Kobe Bryant. Okay, we all know owners and execs might say things like that to try to hype ticket sales, but the media should know better. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. Because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era, when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now, because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS, where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Truckers, the industry is changing. Schneider is ready. Are you? The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th, and millions of drivers will be impacted. Don't get left behind. Schneider has used e-log since 2010. Also, automated transmissions are growing in popularity. Now over half of Schneider tractors are automated, and all new trucks will be automated. When the industry changes, it pays to be with an industry leader. Search all driving jobs in your zip code at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was a really bad performance.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Big money on your home improvement needs. Menards.
Friday. Join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 5:30 p.m. at Fatty's Pub, located at 1312 Lincoln Highway in DeKalb. Enjoy Bud Light special score and Bud Light giveaways and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. It's Bernstein and Goff live at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Osteo Relief Institute, specializing in non-surgical knee pain relief treatment.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Yes, these two I call them the Blues Brothers.
Afternoons on The Score.
No, you don't, and please don't. Prefer if you didn't.
That's a musical.
Yes, it is. A true musical. And you know what? It doesn't hold up well.
Really?
Does not hold up well.
The performance is pretty dope.
They're wonderful, and they're big name. They're legends. They're legends, and the songs are great, but it didn't play well with the fam, unfortunately.
Well, there it is.
That was the
gotten the Rotten Tomatoes review from the Bernstein family.
That was the movie. Yeah. That was the equivalent of that.
I can't tell you the last time I watched the Blues Brothers.
The Bernstein and Goff Show is on, and we've got stuff for you as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. At 2 o'clock, you never want to miss former Cub Mark DeRosa, who is carving out some territory right now as a go-to baseball broadcaster.
Yeah. Insightful and also entertaining. He's not scared to have a little fun. They actually talked about that on MLB Central a couple of days ago.
Not afraid to show off his Ivy League education, use a big word or two, a big concept or two.
And beat you over the head with that East Coast accent as well.
He is confident in his game, and it did not take him long to settle into that job. So he's going to join us to talk about the Cubs and talk about the MLB playoffs at 2 o'clock. Then Brian Bickell at 3:40, the former Blackhawk who signed an honorary contract to retire with Indian head sweater on. We'll talk to him about what he's going through right now and what the next chapter is in his life. That's at 3:40. In other news at 4, Hub Arkush takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5, and we will do It's On at 5:30. The segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Our Instagram handle is at BernsteinGoffShow. Website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You want to find the podcast there. You can interact with this show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score Facebook page. And we have our video feed. Hi, that's at Facebook Live and at Watch670TheScore.com. It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Oh! Back outside.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Give me the hot sauce, Eddie. Give me the hot sauce.
Terrell Eddie.
Hot sauce.
Woo! I know it's preseason, but I can't get too hyped right now. It's the first game. But I'm hyped.
That was a big shot.
Oh, Stacey, I'm gonna have to direct message Stacey. You have to peel it back, player. Don't give him everything. You know, it's kind of like the preseason football fields where the logo isn't painted in all the way when you're watching like a Green Bay game or a Carolina game in the preseason. Don't have to paint in the hot sauce just yet.
Yeah. Oh, sir. Give me the hot sauce, Eddie.
Jarrell Eddie.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Oh, I didn't mention, too, it's NBA GM survey day, too.
All right, so, I haven't seen it, so looking forward to that.
So you'll be, yeah. You get to be Terry.
I'll be the subject.
Yeah, you want to be Terry?
I'll just be me.
I think it'll be better. I'll just be me. I don't know any of the point guards. Yeah. Russell Westbrook. It's
Blue Edwards, buddy. I haven't really followed the league. No, yeah. I'll be Terry today. I'll be fine.
Okay, well, 3 o'clock. You want to do that?
That's fine.
We'll do rapid fire style. I think you're going to be great at it because things are not as difficult, perhaps, as they used to be. Our producer's Nick Shepkowski.
Full count on Dozier with a Bauer on deck. Got a piece of it, and shaken up is Sanchez.
And Sanchez gets it where you don't want it.
Well, that could be more than one place. I mean, you really don't say.
Does he fall down?
Yeah, which way are we facing?
Face down, ass up? Luther Campbell song?
But the reaction from Roberts, I'm sure you've seen the still photos. I mean, it's just like, oh, yeah. That had to hurt. Yeah.
it's the Paula Deen reaction. With the hand. That's what happens when Robertson saw Paula Deen get hit with the flying turkey. Yeah. That's what he did.
Oh! I didn't know it was being thrown.
Yeah, that game had a lot of
full things. Count on Dozier with a Bauer on deck. Sanchez
gets it where you don't want it.
Oh, I didn't know it was being thrown.
You did know it was being thrown, Gary. You did.
That's a great catch on your part.
That's the reaction.
Yep. Oh, ow.
Because we've seen scream into your glove. We've really seen, oh, my God, into your glove.
Like, throwing up or crying into your glove.
Yeah, that's a tough
ooh,
one.
Ooh, unfortunate. Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Center. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Sam Huff, the Giants' third-round pick from West Virginia back in 1956, had such a rocky training camp that he decided to return home, but was intercepted at the airport by an assistant coach by the name of, Vince Lombardi. Another Giants assistant, that would be, Tom Landry, then devised a defensive scheme called the 4-3 to capitalize on Huff's vision and range. Huff became the first NFL player on the cover of Time magazine, and he was wired for sound on a Walter Cronkite-hosted CBS News special entitled The Violent World of Sam Huff. To his shock, Huff was traded to Washington, where he would become a successful businessman and a beloved broadcaster. Sadly, Huff today suffers from dementia. Happy 83rd birthday to Big Number 70. I'm Boomer Esiason.
83.
It's a lot. It's a lot to get. There's a lot there too, by the way. You're wishing a person
exactly.
With dementia happy
immediately
birthday.
After you announce that he has dementia. Hey, happy birthday.
That's
he's 83. So I'm on Lincoln Avenue. I'm pulling up to Diversey. I'm listening to this, and I heard that, and I had to pull over. And I called Tannehill.
My delight, walked in the building. I was like, oh, God, I'm fired.
Yeah. Right.
So bring in your playbook.
I called Tannehill. I'm like, whatever that was.
That was a lot.
It's just all that stuff. And then it's like, he
leaves. Sadly,
leads.
Huff today suffers from dementia. Happy 83rd birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You suffer from dementia. Happy birthday to you.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know.
Let me stop. Because there's going to be two people who's like, nah, I have
just
dementia.
And the fact that it's Boomer, so he's reading it. Yeah. It's that tone, that sort of recitation.
Yeah. Well, Boomer should be... He should be collecting ramen noodles and other things for his boy's commissary. Not worry about Sam Huff's dementia.
Instead of wishing Sam a happy birthday, right. You might just say, let's all recognize a great player on his 83rd birthday, instead of turning it to the second person at that
Sadly,
point.
Sadly, Huff today suffers from dementia. Happy 83rd birthday.
Now blow those candles out.
Over here, Sam.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
Turn around, Sam. Sam, put your pants on.
Sadly, he suffers from dementia. Happily, there's enough cake for everybody. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Sam is in the corner wetting himself.
Right. Happy birthday, Mike.
From the Chicago Wolves.
We're horrible.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, real deal. Whatever. If that made your day worse, it was already going bad. But better than Sam's.
Maybe. I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know either. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, how are you? The Wolves went undefeated in the preseason by outscoring their rivals by nearly a 2-1 margin. Be there October 14th for the Wolves home opener and visit ChicagoWolves.com. Kyle Hendricks getting the start in Game 1 of the NLDS on Friday, according to Joe Madden. Game 2, it'll be John Lester, Jose Quintana in Game 3, and if necessary, Jake Arrieta will start Game 4 at Wrigley Field Monday. Elsewhere in the NL, Arizona hosts Colorado tonight in the National League wildcard game. Bears are off today. They'll be back at Halas Hall tomorrow, continuing to prepare for Monday Night Football with the Vikings. And in hockey, the Blackhawks officially put Marian Hossa on long-term IR today. They also signed Brian Bickle to a one-day contract so he could officially retire as a member of the team. Join Amazon at their newest facility in Crest Hill, now hiring part-time associates with flexible shifts. Get healthcare and tuition assistance. Learn more and apply at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor-recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at local club warehouses or other fine retailers. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
And you mentioned Friday. Friday's a big day for us. It's our annual pilgrimage to Fatty's in DeKalb.
It's always a good time out there. It's a collegiate type atmosphere.
And a collegial type atmosphere, too.
And a collogialo type atmosphere. No, not really.
But DeKalb Jesus should be there, because it's never official until Jesus arrives and blesses us.
He's the guy that gave me the Buy Cracky shirt. Lolo's many years ago when I hosted out there with Terry, I think we had Dave Dorn on. And he came up there and he gave me the Buy Cracky shirt. And I wear it every once in a while. It's a really comfortable shirt.
Get nice a little t-shirt. Cajun potato salad. Mm-hmm. You get some chicken wings. You get whatever you want.
We're hanging out. And you know, you get to listen to Game 1 of the Cubs-Nats series right here on 670 The Score shortly thereafter. So we'll be doing a little playoff pregame. We're out of there at 5:30, so it should be fun. Make sure your face is in the place at Fatty's out there in DeKalb. So tell everybody in the surrounding areas, go to Fatty's on Friday so we can hang out and have some Bud Lights.
We have the Cubs pitching rotation now set. So it is Hendricks in Game 1. It is Lester in Game 2. Quintana Game 3, for which we still don't have a game time, by the way. And then, if necessary, it will be Jake Arrieta and his healed-up hamstring going in Game 4. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know what to think, because I've seen good John Lester, I've seen bad John Lester, and I think that second game is the one. Is Max Scherzer going Game 1? Is Max? We don't know yet, right?
I saw a report earlier that said they were leaning towards Game 3 still.
There it is. So if you're going to look at 75% healthy, 80% healthy Max Scherzer, who knows if Dusty's going to push him into the limit, Whatever you get out of him, you're going to have to match, and you may lose that game. The fact that it's happening in Game 3, if these reports are true, then you're okay. Steven Strasburger is terrific. I mean, the Nationals and the Dodgers looked like the best teams in the National League all season long for a reason. So when you post those strengths up against a team who did it last year and that wear and tear may still be on them, I don't know what to give you. Like, I want the Cubs to win. I think the Cubs will win just because the Nationals have a way of not winning in these moments, and I think that means something. You know, I heard Aaron Boone talk about it last night about how slowing down some of the things and understanding that you've been there before and your heart rate. The Twins have been bounced out of the playoffs 5 of the last 6 times by the Yankees. And it wasn't just because these kids had done it before, but, you know, knowing and people around that organization knowing what to impart upon those guys. I don't know if that's the same thing for the Nationals. The experience factor, I think, will matter. And the fact that you've got a big game guy and John Lester going too, Kyle Hendricks has been pretty damn good as of late. I don't know how to feel about this series. I like I said, I want the Cubs to win. The Nationals have been talented all damn year, and they're healthy in the right places outside of Max Scherzer. I think it's going to be a good series all the way around. I don't think this is going to be a 4-gamer or a 3-gamer. I think this is going to go the full route. I don't know how to feel about it, and I know that's not a good place for a sports radio host to be in. I do worry about
it. If it's an honest place, it's a good place.
I worry about the starting pitching. I do. Because you got two guys who either aren't healthy or haven't been as good as you've seen. Jake Arrieta, we don't know how healthy he is. John Lester, just because of that playoff experience, you're hoping that that comes to the forefront, but you've seen some rocky starts.
John Heyman says game three likely for Scherzer. However, Nats beat reporter Mark Zuckerman said likely game two yesterday. So
when do they have to post? When do they? I mean, is there a rule? If Madden, don't you have to? I mean, media has to get it at some point, right? Don't you have to post your starting rotation?
I don't know the rule.
The game one starter would talk tomorrow, I believe.
Okay, so they probably don't have to do that before that person goes up there.
Spring it on you, right?
Right, right.
So keep in mind something. I want to get to this in just a moment, because every year that Joe Sheehan's been doing this with a buddy, where they draft the playoff teams for likelihood of winning the World Series, and they take turns picking. So just think about, first of all, if you had, and this was obviously before last night.
Okay.
So yeah, we didn't get to it yesterday. It was before last night. And for obvious reasons, the teams of the coin flip game, you'd be pretty silly for you to draft one of those teams. But we had talked about it, about where the Cubs sort of fell in the context of talking about the Red Sox and some of that stuff, about where we would go with this thing. But I thought it was fascinating the order in which Joe Sheehan and his friend, per his newsletter here, drafted all of the playoff teams as far as likelihood of winning the World Series. So get that in your head, and get in your head where you think the Cubs went. How early in this draft do you think that two baseball experts decided that it would be the Cubs winning the World Series? So we'll see if you are a winner or a loser. And then we'll do that with Jason with the NBA survey at 3 o'clock.
Should be fun.
I'm very confident in your abilities in this, because this is wheelhouse for you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This offseason has been crazy enough that I think I've missed. Like, I gotta brush up on some things, because I feel like I've missed.
That's why we do it.
I feel like I've missed enough transactions where I'm like, oh yeah, because the preseason has started and I've taken in a couple of games. Did not watch Bulls Pelicans last night. I apologize for not doing my job to the fullest of my extent, but Bulls Pelicans weren't going to take me away from the baseball game, and I made the mistake, or I should say, good decision last night of watching This Is Us.
All right, yeah, let me just do this now then. I will do this is this draft that occurred between David Todd and Joe Sheehan. So if you, I want to know if right now you have number one overall pick of all the playoff teams.
All the playoff teams.
Who do you take?
Even though they didn't play well down the stretch, the Dodgers.
The Indians went first.
Okay.
And I guess I wasn't too surprised, but the Indians went first because...
Yeah, pitching.
So the depth of the rotation and coming into the playoffs healthier than they've been in a while tilts the balance.
Okay.
Who's two?
Is it the Astros?
Dodgers.
Okay.
The rationale being the path to the World Series seems to get a little easier each day with each bit of injury news coming out of D.C. and Chicago.
All right.
And then
it's a different way to look at it, yeah.
Yep, they say, because that's... So then there's the next pick. First two are off the board. Who is picked next?
You say that this is before the play-in games were decided.
Yeah, before the play-in game. This is, we're already at the third pick.
Not sure. Give it to me.
It's the Astros. The Astros.
The Astros.
That was the next pick. All Astros. Right. Then the Nationals went fourth. Then the Diamondbacks, and the Cubs went sixth.
Cubbies.
Well, because how much of that is belief and also the sheer numbers of it just doesn't happen? Like, we talked about this week. Hell, we talked about at the beginning of the season how I would bet my Cubs fans, friends, it had nothing to do with the Cubs Sox thing, but it's hard to win back-to-back World Series. It's hard. Just and we saw that through the first 90 games when, you know, sometimes it seems like they were dragging ass. We talked to Chris Bryant. He said he was a little bit more fatigued at the beginning of the season than he's ever been before. I mean,
this is
it's tough to do.
The specifics say the Cubs start with a series I'm struggling with because of the various injury issues. Bryce Harper has 3 hits in 7 weeks, which is a vicious framing of his situation, to be sure. The Nationals were a bad offensive team without him in September, which doesn't mean they can't turn it around, but it's enough, along with the questions about Scherzer, to make me comfortable taking the Cubs. So they waited until 6 for the Cubs, and then it was Red Sox, Yankees, Rockies, and the lowly Twins.
What do you think?
Nobody believed in. You know,
Who do you think is the best team in the playoffs right now?
The Indians. The Indians. The
Kluber's a maniac.
The whole staff.
Yeah.
Every next guy they've been rolling out
Trevor
there
Bauer's been
has
terrific.
Been sticking it to you. Everybody. And with what we saw, and again, that's the object lesson from last night, is postseason bullpen usage. It's different now. Leverage situations change.
You're coming in the sixth.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, here's this guy already. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can sort of say, oh, you know, well, maybe sleep through a couple innings. That's the problem. That was the whole John Lackey thing. You know, the regular season, all right, you're in the third. He gave up a couple home runs. You're down 2-0. Now it feels like a crisis when you're down 2-0.
Well, it felt like a crisis 29 pitches in last night.
I know.
I sat there and said to myself, this game is over. And I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't because baseball is weird. But you're at home. You've got a young pitcher who's kicked everyone's ass in the second half of the season. Like, there are, you don't get too many names before you get to Severino. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Kluber and Sale and these guys who performed like you thought they would, and then you see Luis Severino's numbers right there in the second half of the season for the Yankees as one of the best pitchers in the AL.
All over him.
Killing him.
Wild in the strike zone.
He's shrugging his shoulders when he there was a change that he threw. A slider that he threw. It was 2 inches off the plate, and he drops his shoulders. Yep. Like, how does that not get there? Like, you saw his body language. Like, he couldn't control whatever was going on inside of
him. You know what? Jessica Mendoza did a really good job of breaking him down. What was going on
She's
in that game. She was, I mean, on top of it and saw it early.
Mm-hmm.
And saw, you know, watch for this and watch for this and look how he attacks this ball. And
Dozier set him up. And Harold Reynolds did a terrific job on MLB Network last night where he looked at the last at-bat that Dozier had against Severino. And he said he started him fastball. He gave him change second pitch. He gave him off-speed outside third pitch. It was the exact same. Like, he stuck to whatever scouting report game plan that he thought he should stick to with Dozier, and Dozier remembered that scouting report game plan and took him deep.
You know what's funny with me, though, is maybe it's just because I grew up at a time where you see Yankee Stadium and you think it's not necessarily a great home run park. This Yankee Stadium is a bandbox.
242 this year?
It's a bandbox.
240 something
like that? And you just, it's hard for me to get my head around that. It's like when you see Chavez Ravine at night and you see a ball hit, you're conditioned. That's probably not out of here because it's Chavez Ravine at night.
But it
looks kind of the same, but it's just a completely different ballpark.
And of course, with people like Aaron Judge who make any ballpark look small.
Come on.
That little bloop he had out to center field, and he's getting pumped, and I'm like, you don't see that out of him. Like, that playoff thing, it brings something out of these guys where you're like, oh, that's how you react when everything is tight and everything matters. Because just think, you've gone through a baseball season, and I know this is the playing game, so they've been fighting to get to this point, but you go through 6 months of doing this every single day, and some games are monotonous, and some the routines get that way, and then all of a sudden, the calendar tells you, hey, these matter more. There's going to be high tension. One of your teammates is going to crumble under this. Are you going to be that one? Like, that kind of thing. Like, it's the best reality show. Like, playoffs on every level. Basketball, football, hockey, baseball. Playoffs on every. This is like, we get paid off. Not playoff, but we get paid off as fans when this time of year comes around.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We are going to get moving. We've got Mark DeRosa, who's going to join us just after the top of the hour. You don't want to miss him. And in a couple minutes, we're also going to say hello to an old friend right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Libra, this week will show you some adventure in your romantic life. Scorpio, it may be the week for the secrets you've been hiding to see the light of day. Sagittarius, if you're looking for love, expect something big to happen this week. Capricorn, you find yourself in competition with someone you usually need to partner with. Aquarius, if you've been looking for a change in your life, it's a good week to make a big one. And Pisces, it's easy to get buried in your weekly chores, but try to make some time to get some fresh air. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Or delay the knee replacement surgery they were told they needed. Merging high-tech medicine using laser-guided video imaging with an all-natural FDA-approved joint cushioning therapy, the OsteoRelief method can put the spring back in your pain at the OsteoRelief Institute. So call OsteoRelief at 800-578-KNEE to see if you can be pain-free. Call 800-578-KNEE to schedule your risk-free knee pain screening. 800-578-KNEE or 5633. Call now.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
When I got the hash browns, that cute guy in the train talked to me.
But if she makes it a Mickey D's morning, she can't go wrong. Because she's choosing two faves, like a sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, sausage biscuit, or hash browns for just $2. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Single item, regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I...
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all.
Good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9JKL series premiere Monday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Yes, tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan said we're going to talk to an old friend.
He's not that old. I didn't mean it that way.
He looks good.
I meant a dear friend, not necessarily an old friend. But Carrie Pinkowski is the executive race director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, celebrating its 40th anniversary, and it has become, from just a little lark that Mayor Daley wanted to have, it's now become a world-class event, a major stop on the marathon calendar. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
I know you're excited about Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. This Sunday we'll be celebrating the 40th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. You know, the tradition of having some great athletes up front. We've got it'll be some great competition. Got all 50 states represented, over 100 countries. So record number of charity runners this year. So everything's coming together. We got Mother Nature to cooperate.
I was going to say, how's the weather going to treat you?
We always like it cool, but we're trending a little bit. So there's some time. Hopefully it gets a little bit cooler, but I think we'll be in great shape.
And of course, knowing now too, that the security issues seem for you? It always seems to be something, whether it was immediately responding to Boston, and now I was reading, and I really hadn't thought about it. But in the wake of what just happened in Las Vegas, people are coming to you and now asking, because of your experience with this, about securing large areas which are essentially insecurable.
Well, you know, for us, and I've done this for a while. I mean, from 9/11 to the Boston bombings to what's happened recently. I mean, obviously, the marathon is in a year-round planning cycle. We integrate with the Chicago Police Department, federal agencies. I mean, what we do really well is evaluate what we did the year before, look at things. The city of Chicago, working with the federal partners, has a great plan in place. I mean, the one thing that we use for the start and finish line, Grant Park, a lot of events take place there. Talk about Lollapalooza, Taste of Chicago. So there's an overlay there that's in place. Have all the confidence. We had our tabletop exercise yesterday, where Mayor Emanuel actually participated in it. So we'll be in good shape. Believe me, there's some hardworking, dedicated people that are part of this plan, and it'll we'll have a safe and secure event.
And the partnership with the SCORE has been fabulous. And if people have not listened to the actual marathon coverage and what goes into it and how complex it is and how thorough it is, it really is quite something to pull off. And you guys have perfected it. Award-winning coverage.
It's an award-winning coverage. We've got Josh Liss back anchoring the show. Greg Meyer, last American to win the Boston Marathon in Chicago in succession. Jenny Spangler, who's here in the studio with us this afternoon, will be on the lead vehicle. And then Larry Rawson, you know, legendary voice of track and field and running, will also be joining the broadcast. So they do a great job of bringing it alive and blow-by-blow coverage.
It's a festival of running, as I like to call it. And how has the running community here in Chicago changed? I remember when I moved down to Atlanta, I did not know that the Peachtree Road Race and all those things were such big city events. How has the running community in Chicago changed over the years as you've governed over this?
You know, for me, the thank you. There we go.
A little water for our guy. He gets choked up when he talks running. You know, we can understand that here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Having done a couple of shows, you think I would be a little more prepared.
You're good.
But the one thing that I'm the proudest of in our organization is the way the city has embraced the event. The corporate community, obviously led by Bank of America, has stepped up and allowed us to create, you know, this event, and the neighborhoods and the city that has embraced it. The crowds that come out and the spectators and the volunteers are all part of it. So it really is a team effort. If you think about the city agencies, the local businesses, the residents, our participants coming together to celebrate, some dedication, sacrifice, and the human spirit.
Carrie, you've done so much for the charity for which I serve, and that's Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step. And there are so many charities that owe you a debt of gratitude for building this event into the fundraising windfall that it's been. Small organizations, large organizations. So I'd say, on behalf of Camp One Step, just personally, and from our organization, thanks to you. But I know I'm sure I speak for every other organization that relies on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon to help a lot of people.
Well, Dan, you know, that's one of the aspects that we're the proudest of. We'll have over 160 charities that are participating this year. Since 2002, we've raised $167 million for these charities. And what we've seen is there's just a wonderful connection between running and, you know, the great work that, like, your organization, Team One Step, does. And it really works well together, and they complement each other, and we're going to continue with that. I still think we've just scraped the surface here. I think we can do a lot more. I think we can grow this program in a much bigger, more robust way. So, you know, the years to come after the 40th running, I think we're going to see some even do more. And that's going to be our initiative and goal for the next few years.
Here is to a safe, exciting, and wildly successful 40th anniversary running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The broadcast can be heard Sunday morning on these airwaves. Carrie Pinkowski, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Next up, Mark DeRosa will talk some baseball with us on the Score. Keep it here.
The Cubs have announced Kyle Hendricks as the starting pitcher for Game 1 versus the Nationals in the NLDS. Keep it here as we get you ready for this huge series. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 on Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30 only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of
of the Cubs. And by
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Monday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.